Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, broadcasting to you live from Southern California. And, oh, I have so many wonderful things that I want to share with you today. However, we are making this an open mic day. We have chosen not to schedule a guest for today. So you'll have the opportunity during this hour to call in whenever you like. If you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, the telephone number to call in to, if you're in the U.S., is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. So any of those numbers you can call into at any time during this hour. And I've got a lot of good things to share. And one of the things that I do want to tell you is I want to thank those of you who are sending me emails that have stories and special things that you feel I would be interested in sharing with my listeners. And I'm going to be sharing one of those stories that were sent to me in just a moment. But I want you to know, if you have any kind of problems trying to get information to me, just give me a call at my office, 800-872-8852, and we'll try to work something out, because I think some people have had some challenges. But I am on the road. For those of you that have sent me information, just know I'll be getting to you as quickly as I can once I get back into my office, which is going to be on Tuesday. Now, I want to share this story. This came from Bob, and it really meant a lot to me, and I think it will mean something to you as well. So don't hope, decide. Don't hope, decide. Now, this is a very special story that is about a gentleman by the name of Michael Hargrove. He said while he was waiting to pick up a friend at an airport in Portland, Oregon, he had one of those life-changing experiences that you often hear other people talking about. You all know what it is, the kind that sort of sneaks up on you unexpectedly. Well, this one occurred a mere 2 feet away from Michael. He was trying to locate his friend among some passengers who were deplaning through a jetway. And you know how that goes. You look here, you look there, trying to see if you can find whoever is coming to your neck of the woods. And he noticed a man that was walking towards him carrying 2 light bags. And his family happened to be standing next to Michael. And he stopped right next to him to greet his family. Now, this is what this man did. First, he motioned to his youngest son, who was about 6 years old, Michael estimated, as he put down his bags, and they gave each other a long and very, very loving hug. As they separated enough to look into each other's face, he heard the father say to his son, "It's so good to see you, son. I missed you so much." The son smiled, a little shyly, averted his eyes, and said softly, "Me too, Dad." Then this man stood up, gazed in the eyes of his oldest son, who was about 9 or 10, and took his son's face in his hands, and he said, "You're already quite the young man. I love you very much." They hugged, and he said again, it was a loving, warm hug. His son didn't say a thing, but he didn't have to say anything. Now, all of this is going on, and there's a baby girl, who Michael guessed to be about 1.5 years. She was so excited. Her daddy was home. She was squirming excitedly in her mother's arms and never once took her little eyes off of her dad. And the father said to her, "Hi, baby girl," and he gently took the child from the mother, quickly kissed her face all over, and then held her close to his chest while he rocked her from side to side. The little girl just relaxed and simply laid her head on her daddy's shoulder, and she remained motionless in total, pure contentment. After a few moments, he handed his daughter back to his oldest son and declared, "I've saved the best for last," and he proceeded to give his wife the longest, most passionate kiss Michael ever remembers seeing. He watched this man as he gazed into his wife's eyes for several seconds and then silently mouthed, "I love you so much." He said these two people stared into each other's eyes, just smiling at one another while holding both hands. "For an instant," Michael said, "they reminded me of newlyweds, but I knew by the age of their kids they couldn't be. I was thinking about that for a moment, a little puzzled, and realized how totally engrossed I had become in the wonderful display of unconditional love not more than an arm's length away from me. I felt a little uncomfortable, as if I had been invading something very, very sacred, but I was amazed to hear my voice coming out of my throat, nervously asking, 'Wow, how long have the two of you been married? How long have you been away?'" Well, this is what the man said. "We've been married for 14 years, married 12 of those." And he looked into his wife's face, and he said, "I've been away for 2 whole days. Michael just was stunned. He said, 2 days? I was certain by the intensity of the greeting that I had witnessed for this family that he had been gone for at least several weeks, if not months. And I know my face just gave me away. So I just said almost offhandedly, hoping to end my intrusion with some semblance of grace and to get back for looking for my friend, 'Wow, I hope my marriage is still that passionate after 12 years. This man looked at me, Michael said, looked me straight in the eye, and with an intensity that burned right into my soul, he said something that left me a different person. He said to me, 'Don't hope, friend, decide.' Then he smiled again, shook his hand, and said, 'God bless.' And with that, he and his wonderful family turned and walked away together. Michael said he was still watching that phenomenal man and his wonderful family as they were walking out of sight when his friend came up behind him, tapped him on the shoulder, and said, 'What you looking at?' And without dropping a beat, without hesitating, and with a very strong tone of certainty, Michael said, he replied to his friend, 'I'm looking at my future.'" Isn't that a great story? It reminded me, when I read it, and I want to thank Bob for sending it, it reminded me how we have to be present with where we are, with those that we love, being present with who we are, with who they are, and enjoying that moment. And what a fabulous experience that was for Michael. And I'm so glad Michael was willing to share the story, because it's a significant one. How often do we take the time to spend with those that we love, and it only takes a minute, maybe two, to let them know how much we care, to be able to say what is really in our hearts? Lots of times people think you have to be constantly on stage. You don't. You just have to come from your heart. That's all you have to do. And know and appreciate whatever you have right in the moment. I always have a good time when I travel because it gives me an opportunity to observe people. And I went out this morning because down here in Southern California, it's a balmy 89, 90 degrees. For this Northwest gal, that's a heat wave of heat waves. I'm not accustomed to that. But early in the morning, I went out walking for about 3 miles, which is typical. This is what I like to do. And I'm watching people. And I'm seeing people from all walks of life. And I look at how so many of them didn't enjoy a moment that they had right in front of them. They're stressed, they're anxious. Oh, goodness, I've done the same myself. What about you? Maybe if you're going through a very difficult time, I was talking with a client this morning who was telling me the difficulties she was having, the stresses she was going through. And I was listening to that, And I said, take a deep breath. Because she was so anxious, she was so upset, she was so uptight that she could hardly speak. Her words were choking in her throat. So we did a little bit of a breathing exercise. And I tried to make her aware, after listening to her story, to think about the blessings that she had, even though there had been many things that she had gone through that were very dark and very, very difficult. Remember, there's always two sides to a penny. What are you going to do? Is it going to be heads up in life? Or are you going to sit down and say it's tail down, not going to do a thing? What are you going to do? How are you going to make something work for you rather than against you? Sometimes it just means you let go. Sometimes it means you don't hang on to things that are not working for you. You make it okay to leave something behind, to move on. When you think of the early pioneers, that's often what they were doing, wasn't it? The early pioneers of this country often said, where I am finding it's not working. I've got to reach for something else. I've got to let go from what is not acceptable to me and move towards something that is. No matter what generation you are born into, there's always going to be challenges. There's always going to be concerns. There are always going to be those moments where you just feel totally lost. So it is getting centered, taking a deep breath, letting that breath out slowly and saying, I am in this moment. I am going to work with this moment. I'm going to make this moment work for me. I am going to be where I want to be in my head, in my heart, and in my actions. If I don't like where I am, I can let it go and I can move on. And I think that that is so very, very important. But you have to be consciously present with that. You have to really look, and I say you have to. You don't have to do anything. But if you are present with yourself and you realize that your mind is your mind, it's not somebody else's, it is your mind, and you have the right of choice, wow, can you make a difference in yourself? And don't worry about chasing somebody else out there. Start right where you are. Don't hope. Decide. Let's come back to that full circle of the story I just shared with you. A father, his wife, his children. He was the one, not anybody else, that made a choice about how he wanted to interact with his family. This can be applied to anything. And that's what Michael learned from that experience. He said, that man demonstrated what I wanted to experience. And that's why Michael said, that's my future. And it was just in a few minutes of time. You can have the same thing happen to you. Whatever goes going on in your life, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, whatever you do, don't ever give up. Realize that your mind is yours. It belongs to you. Your attitudes belong to you. And if you don't like your stinking thinking, get rid of it. Let it go. Move on. Because you're the one that is responsible for your space and your place of experience on so many levels. Honor that. Be grateful for that. Get excited about that. That means you're the boss man, the boss woman of your experience. That should excite you. That should make you feel good. Because you're the only person that is in charge of who, what, and what you are, and where you want it to be, and you have the option to make the magic happen in your life just by not hoping, but deciding. And I'll add one more word, doing. This is Donna Sebo. I invite you to call me today if you like. This is an open mic day. I'm going to be sharing a lot of different things with you. But if you would like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, give me a call. Here are the toll-free numbers of 877 877-867-5227. That's 877-867-5227. Canadians, 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. We also have another direct line of 530-876-3222. And that's 530-876-3222. I wanted to share a thought with you. Oh, by the way, for those of you that are new listeners, if you're wondering about what happens when you call in, all you have to do is give me your first name or initial, and of course I enjoy knowing where you're calling from in the country or in the world, and then after that, just let me do my thing, and then you're welcome to ask me about anything that you want, and it's that simple. Okay, there is a quote that I wanted to share, and it's by Michael Jordan. This is a man, my goodness, he has just had such a phenomenal life. Many people just think it's absolutely magical. But he said something that he'd missed more than 9,000 shots. He said, I've lost almost 300 games. I've failed over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. Michael Jordan said that. How many of us even think about those losses? We don't. We think about, wow, all of his successes, which is not unusual. But there's the man saying the truth right out there in broad daylight. If you are always looking for something unique to do and you have said to yourself, I wonder, I am just so bored in life. I just can't figure out what I'd like to do. I've done everything. I bet you I can tell you about something you haven't done. I've got a picture in front of me of a homemade flying machine that a gentleman by the name of Kent Couch made, and you'll never guess what it was made of. It was created by attaching 105 large helium balloons to a lawn chair. Yes, you're hearing me correctly. 105 helium balloons attached to a lawn chair. He went east from his Bend, Oregon home. He said he lived out his childhood dream this past July when he floated for 9 hours and 193 miles before he touched down. Whoever took this photograph just absolutely did an incredible job. But he is a man that said, I'm going to do my dream. This is where I'm going to go. I don't know I would have done it. With a lawn chair? You've got to be kidding. But he did it. And you know what? He had a great flight. And he'll be able to talk about it for the rest of his life. So I just wanted to share that little tidbit with you. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-810-8322. This is an open mic hour, and I'll be delighted to share with you my insights and intuitive perceptions. Just give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. People have all kinds of hobbies. And I have always loved shows like the Antique Roadshow or any kind of show that talks about collections and history and how people got started. Well, I was amazed to find that the largest, and this is going to sound a little odd, but the largest hair comb collection in the nation is in Homer, Alaska. Who would have thought? Well, this wonderful couple, Ralph and Betty Miller, have developed a museum, and they have a phenomenal collection, and it once had as many as 4,500 hair combs. Now, this, to me, is just absolutely astonishing, and I've got some of the photos in front of me. The Miller Comb Museum is something that this couple have a great deal of pride in because these hair combs come from all over the world. Now, you would never expect a museum in the middle of Homer, Alaska, to be a place for this kind of a collection. Who would have thought this? But they started it because they just thought it was absolutely interesting. Now, some of these hair combs are as tiny as your little finger, and some of them are as big as a watermelon slice. Now, there is a club called the Antique Comb Collector Club International, and they said they have never known anyone else to have a comb collection that is consisting of wood, bone, bronze, iron, brass, silver, ivory, horn, lacquer, tortoiseshell, and celluloid. These combs are adorned with cameos, jade, fire opals, freshwater pearls, and anything and everything that's going to glitter. They come from China, France, Indonesia, Ghana, Tibet, Peru, Burma, and just about anywhere else where women used hair combs. They have got prehistoric combs to Art Deco. Now, how did this all begin? What is it that caused them to do this? Well, Betty just said she just loved them. And she said their word of mouth started. It was just something they began. And when they started it, she said it was from a collection that I got before we came to Alaska in 1956. She originally was a hairdresser in her career, and she said it was just part of my working environment. I was fascinated with this. And she said, this is what I did. And she said, I've got a very large hair comb that was brought over on Commodore Matthew C. Perry's second voyage for the Orient. And the doctor that was on the ship bought it for his wife. She said, I've also got a tiara worn by Marilyn Van Derber, who was Miss America in 1958. She wore it when she advertised the Princess Telephone for the Bell Telephone Company. And the wife of Buster Keaton, well, my goodness, this is an old, old actor. Well, she had a comb from his wife. She's got documentation on an ivory comb from Hebron, Jerusalem, that's dated 100 B.C., purchased at a museum sale. And she said, I have all of these stories. She has the most wonderful time because when people ask her what she does, she talks about this. Now, she opened her museum in the 1980s, and she and Doris F. Hedge of Tucson, Arizona, founded the Antique Comb Collectors Club, and they had their first convention a couple years later. 37 people showed up. And right now, they've got an international membership of about 100. Now, Betty has a lot of work when she's looking at all these combs because it takes her 3 days to polish them. Can you imagine? They only have 3,000. They're down 1,500 from what their collection was. But it takes her 3 days to polish them. The ones in the sterling silver case that she's got. And they don't know exactly what they're going to do, because here they are in their 80s now. But they said, you know, I think we're going to keep them as long as we can. And there's a photo that I have in front of me about a turquoise hair comb that was an antique oriental hairpin, absolutely exquisite, and it was dyed from the dye of the kingfisher's feathers. So this is just a wonderful story that I think enables us to realize that a hobby can become something that can give us opportunity to explore arenas of knowledge and history we never would have imagined. They both have this collection, and it is something that gives them not only something to talk about, but also something to enjoy. And she said she absolutely, absolutely loves telling people all of the different stories, and their display is just incredible. So who knows where it's going to end up. But that is something we need to keep in mind. No matter what your age, if you find that life is not as interesting as you'd like it to be, think of something you really enjoy. That's what this lady did as a hairdresser. In her wildest dreams, I'm sure she didn't even imagine that she was going to end up with a collection, the biggest of its kind, in the nation, and who knows, it may be the biggest in the world. I don't know that many museums have this, but she has so much history there. And if she's recorded the history, which she has in many instances, or the stories that people have told her about various items, it is just wonderful because she's going to be able to pass that along. One day, it may end up as a museum being taken over by another museum. Who knows? But at the interim, their lives are interesting and their lives have purpose. And that's something we need to remember. I encounter people that will sit and look at their lives and say, I'm so bored. I've encountered people in their teens, in their 20s, all the way up to their 80s, complaining about how they wonder how they can meet people, how they can do things. Start a hobby. Get involved in something. Find out what it is that pushes your buttons of interest. When you find out what that is, whether it's growing irises and pots to hair combs, it doesn't make any difference. The world is absolutely unlimited in opportunity. All you have to do is use your imagination. And you know what? It's amazing. There's a lot of other people out there that would love to support you in what you're doing and might have something that they can add. That's something that I have found, and whenever I go to antique shows or whenever I'm around people that have collections of any kind, usually it's because they have a passion for something in life. And they say, this brings me joy. I absolutely love sharing it with people. Well, keep that in mind. Remember, your joy is what is going to empower you in life to have richness of experience. So take a tip from a couple that lives in Homer, Alaska, that you might think is the end of the world, and believe me, it is a part of the world that is absolutely spectacular. But they never in their wildest dreams figured that they would be enjoying the vast array of experiences that they've had from this and being the top in the country for this kind of a collection. It's amazing. And they did it just by living one day at a time, by being one piece at a time, and having fun in the process. Donna Sebo here. I'm broadcasting to you live from Southern California. And if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, give me a buzz at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. This is an open mic day-to-day. Canadians, you can call me on 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322, and our direct line is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Now, I do want to let you know who's going to be coming on air with me next week. We are going to be rescheduling Judy Strong. Her topic is No Time to Grieve. This is a wonderful woman with a wonderful message to share. She's going to be rescheduled at another date because my plane flight is going to be interfering with my show, so we're going to be having a Best of Donna on Monday. And then we're going to be talking with Ron Chapman on Tuesday. What a wonderful world. This is a great guy. He has a terrific attitude about life, and he's going to be sharing it with you. Then Dr. Wurzbacher. This woman is a hoot. Dr. Wurzbacher is just so absolutely wonderful. She's put out a publication, Your Doctor Said What? She's going to give us some real good tips about how, as patients, we need to deal with doctors. And she also has some wonderful tips with doctors on how to deal better with patients. She is just a delight. We're going to be also playing the Best of Donna on the 25th because I'm flying to New York City. Yes, that's my last trip of the month. So I haven't quite figured out how I could do a show on an airplane, but one day that may happen. So, and then on Friday of next week, a week from today, we're going to be talking with Susan Ann Kuzmarski. Apples are square, and you're going to have to listen to find out more about that. And then we are going to be talking about ghosts the following week, using your stress to fuel your success. That is going to be a winning by Pete Siegel, a winning positioning for many of us. And then we're going to be talking about Halloween and the Halloween Fairy. Yes, it's getting close to that time of the month. We've got a dynamic lineup of guests. And be sure you always check with our listing on bbsradio.com. You can go in and see the programs that are going to be coming up, as well as you can go to my website, DelphiInternational.com. You will be able to see the listings of the guests in my email newsletters, and you'll be able to find out about my calendar, where I'm traveling to, and what I'm doing. So if you should decide you want to meet with me while I'm here in Southern California, then give me a call at my office, 800-872-8852, or you can contact me when I'm in New York City, because I'll be there. I'll be home for just a couple of days and then on the road traveling again, sharing stories, interviews, and information with you. This is Donna Sebo, broadcasting live from Southern California. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, an open mic hour, 877-876-5227. 888-810-8322 or 530-876-3222. We're going to be taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Now, I know we've got a caller waiting. We're going to get right to that caller in just a moment. I do want to give out our phone numbers because this is an open mic day. 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-810-8322. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
From Arizona in Tucson. My name is Valerie.
All right, Valerie, welcome to the show. First thing that is coming into my mind is being a good listener is important. However, you also must be a good communicator in getting your ideas across to people. And the reason I'm saying this is there's some kind of a meeting that I'm seeing you in where you may naturally just want to keep quiet. However, the subject matter and the information that is being exchanged is not as clear as it should be, and too many assumptions are being made. Do not assume. Do not assume anything. And don't feel that they're going to think you dumb if you ask the questions you need to ask. But you need to be clear in your questions. And you need to take a deep breath before you speak. Don't let your voice quiver, and you need to say, I have a couple of points of questions that I would like to ask, and then I also would like to bring across to you some concepts that I'm having. So if there's any kind of misunderstanding, please let me know, because this is what I am perceiving. And then proceed to go ahead with your thoughts. And if someone starts to cut you off and interrupting you, just quietly say, excuse me, you have been talking. I need to have this clarity, so please let me finish my sentence. And there's an individual that I'm looking at. They want to always interrupt. It's like they're trying to read your mind. And very gently but firmly say, excuse me, let me finish what I have to say. And I need to ask these questions. I want to get them out. I have not interrupted you. Please bear with me, and then let's talk about it. And what's going to happen, it's going to establish what I would call a positioning of respect. And I think those individuals, this isn't a big group, it's like three or four other people, these people will have a respect for you because you're demanding clarity. there's no assumptions, and say, I want to know what the exact positioning is. Go for the detail. This is sort of a training you are going through, because as the years go on, you're going to be more and more involved in situations, fundraisers, or other conditions that are going to require clarity. And I would say that word, clarity, is so important to you at this time in your life. And go through this learning curve, but I don't want you to be fearful of it. I want you to enjoy it. I want you to feel good about it. I want you to know that you are growing with this in a wonderful way. What question do you have for me?
Well, I have a question about this step that I'm in a process, and it's dependent on some other people coming through for me before I can complete this particular step. And I'm having a deadline that I'm facing with this, and I'm wondering if you're seeing this come through in a the finished product where I'm successfully hitting my target.
Not quite. But what is your target, and what is it that's going on?
I'm partnered up with some other folks in this, and I was invited to participate in a particular assignment, and I have other people that are contributing to this, and so I'm kind of juggling their time schedules and trying to get this completed. And no one has actually, the powers that be haven't said, well, it needs to be submitted by such and such date, but I'm trying to get it through as quickly as possible. And the reason that it's kind of slow in hitting that final stage is I am dependent on others and their time schedule and being able and having them step forward. And
how many people are involved in this?
At this point, it's one or two, but it really is a broad, indefinite number. It's like...
All right, you have to deal with what is. If you're dealing with primarily two people that are right now, at this moment, you have to look at what you're dealing with right now, at this moment. And without having specific details, et cetera, what I would say to you is this. If you have a deadline, is your deadline 2 weeks? What is the deadline?
I haven't been offered an official deadline. I was just told to get it in.
All right. Then you need clarity on that. So you need to call those persons that are in the positioning of make a decision about the time frame. Say, I would really appreciate having a time frame here for someone to call me at the last minute and to say, I want it in 2 days, that's not going to work. You need clarity, and it relates to what I just said to you a moment ago. That is part of what you're learning to do. Having something just open-ended is not going to be productive, because there's no sense of urgency. There's no sense of, gee whiz, I don't have to do this right now. Just think about how we deal with everything in life. Generally, when we start getting moving on things, it's because we have to have something that is specifically needed. Every one of us in life will procrastinate on one level or another. Now, I'm not saying that that's what you want to do, but you need to go to those persons or that person, whatever the situation may be, and say, this is what I'm helping you with. I need to know what your time frame is. So I can go to the people that I'm working with and saying, we need it by next Wednesday. We need it in 3 months. But if it's that far out, you're really going to have a challenge. So my suggestion is, if they say, I can't give you a time frame, I can't give you an absolute day, say, well, generalize it for me. And I want to be clear on what you want me to finish. What will you want me to have in place? And then your choice is to set the deadline. You can't be out here floating in blue sky land and get results. Then you can go to the one or two people you're associated with and that are helping you put that together, and then you can say to them, this is a time frame. We have 4 weeks. I know you're busy people, and I know you're volunteering your time, but this is what I'm looking at. Can we have a meeting, and can we do it XYZ?
Well, thanks. That firms up some...
It's clarity, hon. You need the clarity. You can't deal with fluff. And that's where you're going to need to be assertive. And that may be part of what I was saying in the beginning, too, of doing that clarity or demanding that clarity.
Absolutely. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. And you have a wonderful day.
And you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Donna Sebo. If you'd like to give me a buzz and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-810-8322. It's 888-810-8322. And our direct line of 530-876-3222. This is just such a joy being here in Southern California. I have had a chance to link up with people that I haven't been able to link up with for a long time. And being able to do shows in different places and different spaces gives you a whole different perspective. And so it's always a delight to interact with different people at different times. And I'm going to be on my way to New York before I know it. So for those of you who are listening in New York City, if you would like to connect with me, then all you have to do is call my office, 800-872-8852, and we can have some time together when I'm in New York, if that's what you would like to do. And the show will be broadcast from the Big Apple as well. But right now this broadcast is coming to you from sunny California, where the temps are so hot you can get burned just by going out for a walk in the middle of the afternoon. It is absolutely amazing. Neuroscientists have made a discovery about the human eye that has been amazing. Have you ever wondered why, as humans, we're often able to see detail with our eyes? Now, our eyes are not structurally different from those of other animals. Yet human beings seem to be unmatched in the ability to detect fine details, like ridges on the side of a dime. Our eyes, apparently, due to research, are in constant jittery motion, and we're not even aware of it. Now, the phenomena that science has been trying to study regarding the eye and how it perceives with such clarity, they just haven't been able to figure it out. Because when they're doing the studies, at least the studies in the past, everything had to be stabilized. The eye, the image, or the image on the retina had to be stabilized, which doesn't happen in everyday life. So to cancel out the effects of the eye's natural movements, there was a gal by the name of Michelle Rookie, and a Boston University team. They used a computer system that jiggles images in tandem with their subject's eyes. And this is what they found. They found that we human beings, we have the ability to decipher tiny details in test patterns decreased by nearly 20% when they tried to keep everything stabilized. And that may be why the jerky motions are the most efficient way for our eyes to process complex images. And it may be our way to finding out how we can have unique visual abilities. It may tell us how we can also improve on the vision. But seeing real fine details, that's something that we as people, as human beings, are able to do. Science is always changing, always exploring, finding out that there is so much more to learn. We never, ever know it all. It just isn't going to happen. We just can't. Well, you know, the Halloween period is coming on, and there's just so much that is so much fun about that holiday. And Vicky Rochick wrote a poem that I really liked, and it's got such a wonderful visual to it. This is how it reads. The pumpkin is ripe on the vine, ready to pick, and just in time, I found a candle to place inside that wasn't too tall or very wide. I placed him atop my windowsill to frighten the children just until I hand them treats of candy corn and send them off to hunt for more. Yes, that's coming up pretty soon. And I have such fond memories of Halloween when I was growing up. It was always my favorite holiday because there was so much going on. It was hunting for costumes and figuring out what character we were going to portray. And at my school, it was just a big deal because all of the kids and the teachers, everybody got involved with decorations, and then we had a big festival. And it was done every single year, and it was so much fun. And it was really a community event. And it sort of saddens me that the kids of today don't necessarily have that opportunity to the degree, but you know, to the degree that I did. But I really think that it is so much fun. And there's a lot of people that are beginning to come back. They're having block parties and they're doing different things because they said, this was so much fun. When we were growing up, we want to have it so that it's fun again. And so they just have all of these great parties. And I'm always amazed at the costumes that people will design and come up with. It's just a blast. So I think this is something that a lot of people are working on. I know I see all kinds of things going on as I'm traveling around, people decorating already, bringing all that wonderful, wonderful fun and joy into the time frame of dealing with Halloween. Animals, well, by the way, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-810-8322. Remember, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, let me do my thing, and then you can ask me a question about anything that you like. There is a woman, Carol Buckley. She's been a guest on my show, and this is a woman that has done something I think is absolutely phenomenal, and that is creating a sanctuary for elephants. This is a woman that, when she started to do this, she said, I've got to accomplish my dream. And she has 2,700 acres, and I believe it's in Tennessee. She's been featured on the National Geographic. She's been on so many different interviews. And when I came across this story about the elephant sanctuary and what she was doing, I just had so many fond memories because there was a book that was put out by her talking about some very, very special elements that have come to her sanctuary. And, you know, you can't go out just to visit the elephants. This is a sanctuary just for them. These elephants come from circuses. They come from zoos. They come from environments where they're no longer wanted. Sometimes they've been abused. And most of the time, they have some kind of an injury. Well, when they come to the sanctuary, they are totally allowed to be able to wander, to just be in this environment and live out their days. And she has seen so many absolutely phenomenal things happen with these animals when they're brought into her site. And if ever you have a chance to go to her website, I would say you can do that. It's just a wonderful experience. But I wanted to share with you a particular story about an elephant. And I just heard a tone.
Hello?
Do we have a caller?
Yes.
Hi. Oh, my goodness.
Hello.
I wasn't sure that I heard that, but I did. Welcome to the show. I'll finish up about Jenny the elephant after we talk with our caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My name is Ryan, and I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri.
All right. Now, Ryan, I'm getting ready to take a break here for just a moment. Will you stay on the line, and when we come back, we'll chat with you?
Of course.
All right, Ryan, this is Donna Sebo. We're going to come back, talk with Ryan. We'll be right back in just a moment. Don't you go away.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful. He's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again,
Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Ryan's on the phone with us. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hello.
And I'm going to give you my mental impressions, and then you can ask me anything you like. The first thing I'm looking at, Ryan, is a lot of hard work. I am observing that the discipline of follow-through is going to be of paramount importance to you. You are going to find yourself having to really pay attention to what is going on around you, and you are going to also discover that the follow-through with people, with situations, don't overload yourself with too many projects, because otherwise you're not going to be following through with efficiency and with thoroughness as you need to do. You're really on the fence about making a change. You are trying to balance yourself with various situations, and you're sort of standing down, if you will, and saying, I don't really want to move forward right now, but yet I feel everything inside of me just feels like I must move forward, and I've got to do it fast when I do it. And I want to say you're not wrong, but you need to be able to have as few loose ends as possible, and that is very, very important. So we don't have that much longer before the year 2008 we're going to be stepping into, and I want you to be able to step into the year 2008 with pretty much a clean slate. Now, finances are going to be very important to you, and working with money and delegating its direction is going to be primary in 2008. And if you want to get into the investment field, look, research, investigate, find yourself a couple of real good mentors, and then work with your money and leverage it on a graduating basis. That'll put you into that positioning of independent finance that you want, and then that will allow you to go to other levels as well. But don't try to push too hard at this time. Understand, you don't want loose ends. You want to have them all tied up before the end of the year. You want to go into the new year with a real clear idea and a set of objectives that are going to enable you to achieve what you want. What question do you have for me today?
Well, I think, in general, I understand what you mean by loose ends. Internal issues. Could you clarify that for me a little bit more?
The loose ends to me are a combination. It's not just emotional loose ends, it's also physical loose ends. Let's say you had a debt that you owed to a friend, or there were areas of responsibility on your job that you were not performing as efficiently or as well as you should. It could be any number of things. Look at what's going on in your life and how do you clean things up so that you put them in the right positioning. So that, again, you have what I would describe as a clean slate. If you have something with debt, you work the debt down. You look at where it is you want to see yourself and look at accomplishing it before the end of the year.
Okay.
Does that help?
It does.
Good. What's your question for me?
Well, I guess right now I'm kind of in a situation where I have a sense of loving kindness for people, but I also don't want to need people. So there's a very thin line here that I'm trying to tread, you know, and I'm not sure. I'm just wanting to get some clarity on how I should react with people. You know, like, I mean, there's a thin line between what I want to tell them and what I need to tell them. Or what I need to give them and what I want to give them. And
give me an example of what you're referring to.
An example. Let's see.
Uh-oh. Ryan, I just looked at the clock. We are out of time.
Okay.
Let me make a request of you.
Sure.
If you will, try to call back into the show next week. Monday is going to be the best of Donna because I'm flying home. So try to call in on Tuesday or Wednesday if you will.
Sure.
And present this question to me, would you?
Sure.
Wonderful. We are out of time. I am so sorry, but I don't want to leave you in the lurch.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. This is Donna Sebo. My goodness, time is just flown by, as it always does. It's always a delight to spend time with you. We'll take care of Ryan's question at another time. He'll be calling in to the show. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Enjoy this life. This is the day to live. This is the day to not exist, but to live with your heart, your mind, and your spirit. Go for the gold. Bye for now. Talk to you next
you
week.
You've been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.